Hey, welcome to What Are You Hungry For? The podcast about food, of course, but also connections, curiosity, discovery, and more. I'm your host, Nancy Martz, Executive Director of Apple's Tizzipini Cooking School, where our mission is to bring people together over shared meals by teaching children, teens, and adults how to prepare delicious, nutritious, affordable meals made from seasonal and local ingredients. Today's guest is Donna Yan. Donna is the Executive Director of the Santa Barbara Culinary Experience, which is in partnership with the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts. Its mission is to shine a light on Santa Barbara's local culinary, hospitality, tourism, artisan, and small business communities. Welcome, Donna.
Oh my gosh, Nancy, I am so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to, I mean, you and I talk like all throughout the year, but to kind of take a moment to just really kind of focus on you and talk about the culinary experience. I'm super excited. So before we dive into the culinary experience, we're going to wind it way back. So you live in LA. Is that where you grew up?
No. So actually, I grew up in Orange County, which is our south of where I am now. I'm living right now in Chinatown, Los Angeles.
Nice.
Literally like right above these Chinese lanterns and this really fun plaza. I'm not sure if you can see it.
But how fun! Yeah.
So I love it. Yeah. It's great. But yeah, I grew up in Orange County and, you know, spent a few years in New York and then made my way back to the West Coast and decided LA would be a good fit for me.
Nice. And have you always been interested in food?
You know, I think I've always been a lover of food since I was a kid, for sure. My mom was a big cook, cooking a lot of Chinese meals, but also as Chinese American kids, we also wanted American food. So my mom was like, Mom, we don't want fish. We want macaroni and cheese. And so my mom would be making Kraft mac and cheese because we insisted on what we saw on TV in the commercials.
They did a good job marketing, didn't they?
They did. They got us.
They got all of us. Yep.
but I kind of got into food, you know, I mean, work-wise, probably a little bit later in my life. I kind of started off in fashion. I studied like business at UC Irvine, and that's where I graduated. I kind of worked in fashion for a little bit, but I just realized like the fashion industry, I just didn't like the people.
I know.
I have an older sister who's a food stylist. So I was kind of working in a food styling studio, helping her manage the studio. We did a little catering on the side. So kind of got into food through my older sister and kind of worked my way through editorial, food editorial and working at magazines and things like that. And now I'm here.
Wow. Yeah. So tell me about here. Tell me about the Santa Barbara culinary experience.
Yeah, it was started by the Julia Child Foundation. You know, Julia is a California girl at heart and spent, you know, she actually grew up in Summerlin and, spent her last years actually in Santa Barbara. So, the foundation was started in Santa Barbara. And I think after some time, they really want, you know, Santa Barbara has such an amazing food scene and they really wanted to celebrate it and started the Santa Barbara Culinary Experience with the Santa Barbara Foundation to create this nonprofit that our mission really is just to create community-based events that really celebrate our, you know, our amazing culinary and wine scene here. So yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. And I think I think it started back in 2019 or 18.
Okay. Yeah. I think I was talking with someone in the fall of 2019 because we had some classes for kids lined up in March and then they got canceled with the pandemic. And I'm pretty sure that the culinary experience had already been created because how long has the Julia Child Foundation been around?
I'm not sure about the day when they've been around, but they've been around for some time.
For quite some time. Yeah. And the culinary experience is much, much newer.
It's much newer.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, there was someone else before me and, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, things just kind of like dissolved for a little bit. It was on pause. And, you know, I kind of crossed paths with the foundation at my previous job. And so they're like, oh, Donna, you're now in LA. You should come over to Santa Barbara and do some events with us.
I'm like, right. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun.
So what would you say, like,
What's the secret sauce that makes the culinary experience, what makes it successful?
What makes it successful, I think, is we definitely believe in, you know, more the merrier. I think everything needs to be rooted in the community, and what it just needs to feel like Santa Barbara. I feel like a lot of the events, you know, in the past, I feel like with my job, I definitely, for what I bring to this role, is I want to make sure everything feels really accessible. Mm-hmm. I want it to be, you know, programming that kids can enjoy, people that have money to go for a nice, have a nice wine and dinner experience or something for them, but also for people, for like, I want this younger generation too to be getting more involved and come to these events. So we have a lot of stuff that's free, or maybe it's, you know, $15 or $30, just so we can get people to come and just learn about Santa Barbara's food scene. But I would say the secret sauce is just the people and making sure you work with the right people, because if it doesn't feel, you know, true to the community, then it's not gonna resonate with your audience or your guests. So I think working with amazing partners like, you know, like you, Nancy, and just, yeah, really, you know, understanding Santa Barbara's food scene most importantly, and then being, yeah, create these really fun events that help tell those stories to guests. Yeah.
So speaking of the Santa Barbara food scene, what are some of the best discoveries and kind of hidden gems and, you know, best kept secrets that you found working here in Santa Barbara?
Oh my goodness. Having spent time in LA and New York, I knew nothing about Santa Barbara's food scene. But, you know, when I started this job, I just fell in love. I mean, because of the climate, it feels very Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. Everything's just growing. It's so bountiful. Like, I'm a big lover of seafood. Just to know that so much sea urchin is being, you know, cultivated here and caught here is pretty amazing. And, you know, the wine scene, just being so close by to wine, Santa Barbara wine country, is just like, it's been so much fun learning all the stories. So I honestly, I think it's just this really magical, like, this where Santa Barbara is just lends itself to, like, yeah, amazing produce, really amazing wines. And then you have really awesome people. Like, I feel like the people are what make this food scene so special. And it's like, everyone has such great stories and come from such amazing backgrounds and also just have so much passion. And I feel like learning all those stories have been so much fun, and it's made me really love Santa Barbara and really appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just wild, you know, being here in the summertime. I ride my bike up State Street. Like, if I go down to the beach to paddleboard, for example, or when I go to the Saturday farmers market, I love to come home by taking State Street up. And there's always people who just, they're stopped in the middle of the street, which you're allowed to do because it's pedestrian now. And they're, you know, they're just taking pictures. They're just capturing. And sometimes I'll turn around and look, like, what are they taking a picture of? And it's like, gosh, it is just so beautiful. Like, everything here is just so, the flags and the red tile roofs and just, you know, and just, I don't know, just all the color. And it's just so remarkable. And it is definitely a paradise that we're living in. So what are some of the innovations that you've maybe incorporated into the culinary experience, or how have you sort of brought your stamp? If somebody says, oh, what is the culinary experience? How would you answer that? What is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm kind of still figuring that out. But, you know, I think for when I tell people, it really, the Santa Barbara culinary experience, it was just, we're there to create these really one of a kind experiences that you just can't get anywhere else. And a lot of it, you know, eating and drinking is really important to us, but education is really important to us. So I think, you know, when I tell people what the Santa Barbara culinary experience, they're like, oh, what is it? Is it like a, I'm like, it's, you know, we're a nonprofit, and we really want to celebrate our, you know, our amazing culinary scene here in Santa Barbara and help tell those stories with these events that are accessible to everyone and is exciting. And it makes you want to, you know, just makes you want to have that love and that connection of Santa Barbara's food scene. And, you know, aside from locals, we also want to get tourists to come. Like, you know, I don't see why, you know, I feel like the culinary scene is so special here. I'm like, I just want more people, you know, around, you know, around the world to know about Santa Barbara, because I think it's so special. So we're trying to do that with the Santa Barbara Corner experience.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great. And we definitely saw that when we did all those classes in May for sort of the Julia, quote unquote, Julia Child Week. We had a lot of people that, you know, signed up from Los Angeles and Ventura. And so it is exciting to showcase what we do here. So to a bigger question and a more like personal to you, Donna, is in your life, in this moment, what are you hungry for?
Gosh, what am I hungry for? You know, I think lately I've been really hungry for, and I think that's why I love Santa Barbara so much, is just hearing about and also meeting all of our growers and producers and fishers. Like, that's something I didn't have access to before. And so I've been so hungry for learning those stories specifically. So, you know, Nancy, you're the one that shared with me about cultured abalone, like, mm-hmm. I'm so fascinated by, which those of you don't know, they're like cultivating red abalone, like off the Gaviota coast. And it's pretty amazing the work that they're doing. And they even also like harvest all the, what they call like zombie sea urchins that like are depleting the kelp forest, and they, you know, give them like a regimented like diet. And I think in like 3 months, they're able to sell them and ship them off to Japan for sashimi and things like that. But I've been really hungry about that piece, because I think knowing where your food comes from is so important. And I think it's something that I just never was exposed to before. And being in Santa Barbara, I get to actually meet these ranchers personally. I get to see these fishers. And so that's been really fun. That's been something I've been very focused on. And I think with this year's Taste of Santa Barbara, which is coming back in May, we'll be doing a lot more of that storytelling piece for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. Yeah. I love that, to really create that connection. The connection with, it's not just a connection with our food. It's a connection with the people who are making our food possible, you know, to really recognize and understand somebody grew this, somebody planted those seeds, somebody chose this product is really, it's really, really meaningful. And I'm reading a book right now about ultra processed food, and the author makes the argument that part of the reason that we have so much global food waste, I mean, by some measures, it's 25%. I think some measures are even more, of food grown for human consumption gets wasted and thrown away. And I think if you have a real connection with who grew it, how they grew it, where it came from, like, I can't possibly throw this thing away. He worked so hard to plant it. Whereas if it's just a plastic bag with a bunch of little baby carrots, like, we're so disconnected. So
true.
Yeah, you wouldn't throw away somebody's artwork that you bought.
No. Well, you're so right. It makes you like really value the food you're eating and like really treasure it. And you're right. Like, I think there's a lot of waste that happens because people just don't have that connection. So that's why I love the Santa Barbara Farmers Market. And and then once you start hearing all these, like cultured abalone, and like, you know, I'm working with, you know, I'm also a big fan of Las Cumbres Ranch. When you start like learning all these names and ranchers, and you know, you start seeing their products, like, and you're like, you just have a more connection. You want to support them too, because you know how hard they work. So mm-hmm. I think with Taste of Santa Barbara in May, we will be doing a lot of that storytelling piece, because I think it just, when people come and visit and have access and get to see these ranches, maybe get to come and meet these farmers personally, it just makes you, when you go to the market and you see their brand, you will be, oh, I know them. And it was just so much fun. You know, it just makes you want to support those brands for sure.
And I think it was the same with the Bitty Sticks at the event, you know, when I would tell people, oh, this is a local company. My friend makes these. It's based on her mother's recipe. They're like, what? It's not just another breadstick.
By the way, Bitty Sticks changed my life. I love Bitty Sticks. Everything was like, what are these? Every class, people were just like, what is this? I'm like, no, they're so
interesting. So amazing. But it's a person. It's two women who are honoring their mom by making these breadsticks, you know? So there's a human being behind all of this stuff. So I think that's really, it's exciting and it's meaningful and it's deep. And it does, I think it does feed that hunger that we have in our souls for making a connection. Okay. So now it's time for the lightning round. It's a lightning round because the questions are quick, but the answers can be as long as you want them to be. It's totally up to you. Sweet or savory?
I'm a salty gal, so I'm a savory gal.
Yep. But if you are going to go sweet, cake or pie?
You know, I've asked myself this question too, and I have to say I just love both equally, but maybe I'm always like kind of gearing towards the pies just because I feel like I don't get those enough.
True, true. Yeah, they are special. I'm definitely a pie. I'm a strawberry rhubarb and a berry pie kind of gal. Ooh. Yeah. Sandwich or burrito?
Oof.
I know these are really hard questions.
So hard. No, but I think I'm a sandwich kind of gal. I think I like a good banh mi sandwich or an Italian sub. I just, or even a, you know, bacon, egg and cheese sandwich is like.
Yeah. In a croissant?
In a croissant, in a bagel, in a, like, I could do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Back when I used to eat bread and when I used to eat meat, I loved a French dip. Oh.
Wait, you're food free and vegan this whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know. You never made it.
Well, we always make really amazing things in our kitchen. So, you know, but, and my team knows, like, let's make one of these for Nancy. So,
aww.
Yeah, I know. They're really sweet. Okay. This is probably one of the toughest questions. Mashed potatoes or French fries?
French fries.
Or hash browns or tater tots?
Oh, French fries. French fries always wins. Yeah.
Always the win. Okay. Let's see. What is your kitchen never without?
My kitchen is never without good olive oil, Maldon salt. I need the finishing salt. Mm-hmm. Flaky salt. Can't live without it. I also need to always have a microplane. I feel like those, without those things, I can't make anything.
Right. So what are some of your go-to dishes with your flaky sea salt, your olive oil, and your microplane?
That's such a great question. I think right now my go-to, because it's so hot, I can barely. I've been making green bean salads, like a kind of almost like a anchovy green bean salad with like a niçoise, I guess.
Yes. Anchovies are so like underrated. Well, they're so intimidating to Americans because we didn't grow up with them. Yeah.
But they're just so good. So yeah, I've been making that lately. So I'll put the olive oil in there, put some flaky sea salt. Like I'll like, you know, I like to microplane some garlic in there. And
nice.
That's one I've been making definitely lately.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yeah, I did like a mezze platter last week for my family because I am not turning on the oven or the stove. So here's hummus. Here's some dolmas out of a can and a bunch of vegetables. And if you want to heat up your pita in the toaster oven, knock yourself out. But I am not heating anything. So yeah, which is great. I mean, we have all those opportunities. Do you have a favorite cookbook?
You know, I have to say probably the one I have a few of them, but right now, I think the one that I kind of turn to the most, I mean, as of late, probably this year, is this woman. I got a danabe pot. Those of you that don't know, a danabe pot, it's like this earthenware kind of Japanese, almost looks like a big Dutch oven, but Japanese. And it's like
a big what?
It looks like a big Dutch oven, but it's
okay.
Like a kind of like a dome shape. Kind of
like a tandoori?
No, but they do make tandooris, but it's like a Dutch oven, but it's Japanese, and it's, I think it's made of like earthenware, so it's more natural, and like you can do like, I've just been into like Japanese cooking lately, so I've been going to this woman's book, and her name is Mrs. Danabe on Instagram, but I think I forget her actual first and last name, which I'm blanking out on, but she teaches you all these amazing recipes in a danabe pot. So that's probably the one I've been turning to the most. I love Samin Nosrat's book, Salt as an Eat. I also worked on a cookbook, the Cherry Bomb Cookbook, which that came out probably like maybe now it's been 5 years that I worked on that I really love that I still cook from here and there. It's a recipe book that highlights, Cherry Bomb celebrates women in the food space. So it actually spotlights like, I think it was 100 women and their recipes. And it was really, really fun to work on. And it was very collaborative. And there's so many great recipes in that one, too.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Now I'm starting to get hungry. Well, this has been a delight as always. I just always get so energized and just joyful whenever I have a conversation with you, Donna. You're so There's just so much joy around you. So to all of you out there, thank you for listening to this episode of What Are You Hungry For? You can learn all about the Santa Barbara Culinary Experience at sbce.events. And be sure to check out atozcookingschool.org for more information about our classes and programs. Stay fresh, everybody.